Welcome to Season 4 of the Journeys Through Leadership podcast, a platform dedicated to exploring the world of leadership and personal growth through insightful conversations with members serving in uniform. From the front lines to leadership roles within the military, we'll uncover the unique challenges, triumphs, and insights of our brave guests. Join us as we journey through leadership with these remarkable individuals, learning from their stories and embracing the lessons they impart. Let's continue the journey alongside our courageous service members. Leadership is a journey. It has no end, but it starts somewhere. It's time to journey through leadership. Hello again, teammates, and welcome to a special edition of the JTL Podcast. I'm your host, Chief Master Sergeant Denny Richardson, back at to bring you another episode, and this one is a really, really special episode. Today, I have joining me members of the Kili Action Committee, Committee down here at First Air Force. In a moment, I would like them to introduce themselves to you. But first, a little bit about the CAC. The CAC is sort of like a the Booster Club organization for First Air Force, and they're all about morale, mentorship, and development of the organization. I'm very, very happy to have all five members here with us today. It's been a challenge trying to get all five members together because of how busy they all are. So we have to take full advantage of that we have them here today. Without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to the members to allow them to introduce themselves. So we'll start with you, Sergeant Talbot.
Hey, yes, I'm Master Sergeant Talbot. I'm a battle manager, 1 Charlie 5 by trade, been doing the job for almost 19 years in May, and I am the president of the Kili Action Committee.
All right, thank you. Sergeant Rector.
Hey, good morning. I'm Tech Sergeant Rector. I work at the JA, or Judge Advocate. I've been doing this for about 17 years, and I'm the treasurer for the organization.
All right.
Yeah. I'm Master Sergeant Laughlin. I'm a 1 Delta 7. I've been in for, this is my 20th year.
All right.
I'm Master Sergeant Andre de la Torre Rospigliosi. Everybody knows me by DLT.
Yeah, we're going to keep it at DLT. So I can't roll it like that, man. No.
I'm a cyber guy. A6 right here, being in the Air Force for about 21 years. And I'm actually the professional development chair.
All right, great. Thank you.
And I'm Senior Master Sergeant Alejandro Velez. I work at International Affairs. I'm the VP, Vice President, in support of the Kili Committee, and 23 years in.
All right, great. Hey, thank you. Wait, once again, thank you all for being here today to shed a little light on the Kili Action Committee. But also, I want to thank you right now for your volunteerism. And to the listeners out there, this is a volunteer position. These members aren't getting paid any extra money for this. They're doing it out the goodness of the heart and the kindness of their heart. So thank you very much for volunteering to step up to be a part of this important committee. So let's talk a little bit about the Kili Action Committee. What is it?
So that's a great question, Chief, which is a question I had when I got here, because everyone just called it the CAC. And I was like, you mean this little white card kind of thing? Is that what we're talking about? But no, the Kili Action Committee is actually a private organization, much like a booster club, like you mentioned. And that private organization is geared towards the professional development, education, and enhancement of all members of the C1AA. So not just the guys here and at Tyndall, I'm first in our AFT North headquarters, but also our outstations. And so part of our role is to also provide opportunities to help them get professional development as well.
Pretty much summed it up, in a nutshell about the huge responsibility that you guys have as far as being members of the CAC. So if I was a member over at the 601st over at the AOC, can I be a part of this as well?
Of course. We are welcome. All members of C1AA are members of the CAC. They all have a voting opportunity. Every time we have an event, we push an email out to everybody to get a full body vote on it. And that extends to everybody that is part of that C1AA.
Got it. So let me ask you a question. This is for any one of you. You know what? Why get involved? Why did you decide to raise your hand and get involved with the Kili Action Committee?
So I was presented with the idea of the CAC, and just like Sergeant Talbot was mentioning, we were looking for more of a definition. Once I started learning about it and the commander's priorities, especially LA3 specifically, it's fostering a culture, and it seemed like a great opportunity, especially within the C1AA enterprise, to help professional development. And we're directly to you, sir, as a command chief, and through leadership, and to be able to bring that back to individuals that come within into our enterprise, and to be able to align our leadership, our qualities with character, competence, and connection. I mean, it seemed like a great opportunity to serve.
Wow.
And to help others.
All right. Okay, great. I like those three C's too. So, that's great. Anybody else? Yeah.
For me, I joined just because I think this is a great organization, and I just want to be involved and help and like make this a better place and a great place to work. Like, we have so many opportunities, so many senior leaderships, and we can do a lot with that if we just connect together.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And you know, I think this group is really, really important, and having the organization or allowing the organization's moments to slow down. You know, we're going at a fast pace and we're moving faster than ever, and changes are happening, you know, as a constant. And it's very easy for us to miss those little things because we're going 100 miles an hour. This group allows us to get down into a 30 mile an hour zone, you know, to focus on those things that are important. So greatly, greatly appreciate it. So where are we going next with this group? What's in the future? What would you like to accomplish, you know, while you guys are sitting here as members of this organization?
So one of the things we got coming up, actually, it's a great question, Chief, is we have our icebreaker event. So for those that don't know, we just took office in January, officially, like we took over from the previous committee. And we developed this icebreaker event, which I'm going to have Sergeant De La Torre talk about a little bit later, is designed to get people together, because we need to recognize our family. It's far too easy to be a part of this organization and not see anybody. Like, I'll be the first to say, like, it's easy for me to sit at my desk and plug away writing an XORD or planning a DISCA operation and not see anybody. And so a lot of times we don't know who we have available to us to help develop us and develop our team as a whole.
Great. All right. Anything else we got coming up besides the icebreaker? So do we have a date for the icebreaker?
We do.
Yes, Chief. So I have some I'm going to talk about a little bit more about the icebreaker. So we had to move it up to the 8th of April, and it's going to be between 2 and 3. Right. So mainly, like Sergeant Tavel said, we would like for people to just come over and just have a conversation and learn from each other, because everybody's a professional here.
Yes.
I could tell you that we have a lot to learn from each other. We come from a very diverse, this is a diverse location. Mm-hmm. We have people from National Guard, civilians, officers, junior and senior officers, as well as NCOs. And so why are we not doing this? You know, it's a low threat. It's not going to be like so crazy that, I'm worried about showing up and not have enough information. Don't worry about that. Please come on over so you can just get to know people. It's going to be over at the Maple Leaf. And come on over, show up. We'll have some food for you so that you can, you know, talk and eat a little bit. And then afterwards, I believe the Canadians are going to have the bar open. So that's, you know, that's following through, so you can have another conversation if you decide to hang out for a little bit longer.
Okay.
Just to clarify, Chief, that's the 8th of May.
8 May.
April.
Sorry.
8 May. Yes. All right. Okay. Got it.
My months are
confused. All right. Thank you for that. So go ahead.
Please. And one last thing, Chief, that I want to talk about is also about the total force integration. So we hear total force all the time. Total force this and total force that, and we work in a special and very unique organization. But what is it really, total force? What is the power of the diversity that we have, the strength of the diversity that we have? Do we really know what the National Guard is? What do they bring to the table? Do we know our civilians' counterpart? Do we know how the active duty Reg AF operates? Those are the things that we would like to actually bring to the table and understand a little bit better so we can value it and we can use it to unify our team and actually be a family. So similar to, I want to share this quote about our vision is a fully integration of the total force that leverages the strengths of each component. In this case, leverages the strengths of each member of this organization, sir.
Got it. Wow, great. Thank you. All right. Yeah, so let's talk about professional development. What do we have on the horizon? Or what would you like to accomplish as far as professional development for the organization this year?
So, Chief, let me talk about professional development, at least the plan that kind of came out with. And so the purpose of this, and it's kind of written down here, to enhance total force capabilities by providing diverse professional development avenues, focusing on learning various tools to improve military knowledge, social and leadership skills, and interoperability. So, yes, we have many ideas. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, got to make them happen now. We have a calendar of events here that Senior is probably going to talk about. And a lot of times, things are already out there, and we just don't know about, or we don't advertise it. So, you know, that's...
Give me a share of you.
So, okay, so this is April, and we are... I just want to make sure my dates are right this time.
So, the beauty of it is that we don't have to work alone, but there's multiple organizations here actually on base that are already offering and doing multiple things. So what we have to do is we have to become the voice of actually to actually explain and show what is it that is going on out there and how can we take advantage and what is the purpose, what is the value of it. So we will be that kind of that voice to guide the people to take advantage. But opportunities are already there. We just need to start communicating better, sir.
All right.
But there's multiple events, and we'll be shortly we'll be sending a calendar with all the events projected for the entire year, sir.
Great. That's awesome. Thank you. So if a member of the organization wanted to assist the CAC, you know, or wanted to go and get more information about the CAC, where could they go?
So they can reach out to any one of us.
Right.
Myself as a president, I will always respond to the email. I just ask forgiveness on it. May not be within the next 10 minutes of getting the email. I do have a day job, but I am here to answer. And if they have ideas too for developmental topics, one of the things that I would like to do is when we do host our events is to get teams up. So that we can share that out with our guys out at Debt 1 or Debt 3 or Debt 2 so that they can also be benefactors of the professional development. They're not just reliant on the professional development of, say, the guys up in Canada at North Bay. They're not just reliant on what they can get there. They can also get what we have going on.
Got it. All right. Outstanding. You know, so I remember when I first got here, the Kili Action Committee actually had, they were selling a lot of swag, you know, First Air Force swag. You know, are we going to bring back the First Air Force swag so that members can, you know, walk around with pride with coffee mugs and keychains and, you know, et cetera, et cetera?
Hey, Chief, so yeah, people love merch.
Yes.
So one of the things that we've been working on recently is we sent out to everybody a coin redesign to get new coins for the organization. And I know that I think it's been voted on, decided on, and now it's just being worked on being ordered. The other thing is we have a lot of merch, but it's not going to be appealing to everybody. But we do have shirts right now. We have some badge holders. We have we still have some coins. We have the previous coins as well. There's cups, there's like kind of the merch like that, but we need, after the coins, the next step is to work on getting updated shirts.
Got
too.
It.
Shirts that are more quality. The ones that we have are just like I don't have a best way to describe it, but like your merch that you sell, it's not like that at all.
Let's call it vintage. Yeah, vintage, old season, you know, but the new season is coming up, and they're going to be very good. But we still have some merchandise on sale. Right now, it's good prices. You can get 2-for-1.
All right. And so if anyone wants any of this merchandise, they can reach out to either one of you.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Sounds good. All right. What else we have?
So just to go back over it, for the coin competition, and we're coming into the CAC with a lot of legacy material from the CEA. So we put out a enterprise-wide coin competition, and this was to leverage our talent from within our organization. And it was tons of responses for that. It was awesome. So we're going to take this and adopt what we've chosen, which will be announced at the Maple Leaf at the icebreaker, and we will then go on and order all of our new merchandise. And we're looking to streamline this also and make it easier to purchase, and have a list out there so you know exactly what we have, that we can track the demand for different sizes, and really have it so we're giving back to what people want within the enterprise.
All right, great. All right, thank you. All right.
And
go ahead.
On that, sir, so that money, when you guys buy this merch, like, it's important to note that money comes back to the whole C1AA.
Yeah, 100%.
100%. All of our proceeds are there to benefit the C1AA. So when you do buy that stuff, that money is what we use to help run the professional development seminars. It's some of that money goes to the holiday party event, and it doesn't ever go to just one directorate. So it doesn't go to just say A1 when they want to run an event. One of our rules is that it has to benefit the entirety of the organization.
Right. All right. That's good to know. All right.
I do have one more thing, Chief. This is being short-lived, and you know, I love being here. Fortunately and unfortunately, I'm getting a promotion, but that means I got to move out.
Nope.
So that means that my position is going to be open. And again, I would like to advertise that opportunity to everyone that is listening up right now. And please get involved. This is awesome. It's a great opportunity to develop people, to share and learn from each other. And honestly, you're going to get to know a lot more people than, you know, you currently know. Maybe if you're like me, I just got here in September. I didn't know that many people. This has opened doors to get to know a lot more people. And I love people. I don't know how many times I said people, count them. But yeah, thank you so much and for this opportunity.
Yeah, no problem. And so when will your position be advertised, and how do members go about applying for it?
So I should be coming back from school by June the 10th. That's when I'm coming back. So at that point, I could give you a better answer of how we're going to go by this, because I still don't know how quick I got to move out of here. But I would like to have some time to transition and do that.
Got it. And your position is the professional development position at the CAC. All right. Great. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
What do you have for us, Chief?
No, man. Hey, listen, I didn't got it. You know, I got it all on tape now. So, you know, but I greatly appreciate you guys stepping up and being a part of this. I'm looking forward to actually taking this program and building it up. You know, and anything that we do here in this organization, we just don't want to build it just to build it. We want to build it so that it's sustainable. So that we can take a product and hand it off to the next person, and they can continue to grow it. With these pioneers and these professionals I have sitting in a room with me, you are just the right folks to actually carry it forward. So I'm definitely looking forward to working with you all, you know, even if it's in a short period of time, you know, to see, you know, what we can do to help the organization, as I stated before, slow down. You know, because it's extremely important. We have to give our members that opportunity to slow down, and that's what this committee will do. So. All right. That's it. Is that a wrap?
That's a rough. Looks like it.
That's it. Anybody want to sing for me or what? Listen, this is your moment. You're going to be on air, you know. And I'm not saying anything, but I got a lot of listeners out there. So, you know, anything else you want to share?
Senor Velez, I think he wants to sing.
Oh. Yeah, no. Okay. Well, awesome. Once again, thank you again. And I'm going to leave. Like I normally start with each and every episode, and that's to thank your families as well, because I'm a firm believer as you serve, your family serve as well. So I want to thank each and one of your family members for their support of allowing you to do what you do. You know, and I know, you know, you have your regular job to do, and now you have this volunteer job, you know, that's on your plate, and it takes a lot of support, you know, around you. So shout out to your family members. Actually, you know what? Let's go around and you know, go ahead and just say your family member's name real quick. Your significant other and your kid.
So my wife, Janae Shanks, she's a retired EOD Master Sergeant. Right. And my daughter is out at school, Haley. Right. She's up at Middle Tennessee State right now.
All right. Okay. Sergeant Rector.
So my wife's name is Katie. And I have a son. His name is Seth.
All right. Katie and Seth.
It's my wife, Lucia.
Lucia? All right.
No children.
I'm going to shout out to my wife, Gabby. She doesn't speak English, but shout out either way. I'm my little baby, Sophia, 10 months old, turned 11 a little bit.
Yes, and one on the way.
And in my case, to my wife, Catalina, my daughter, Isabella, the real bosses of the house.
Oh, man, outstanding. Well, once again, you know, from JTL and from Chief Richardson, a shout out to your family members. And once again, I thank you all for your unwavering support and sacrifices that you make for these fine young men. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for this special edition of the JTL podcast. I look forward to continuing the journeys. Continuing to bring you leadership stories and continue to inspire, motivate, and influence as we move C1AA Enterprise forward. Until the next JTL episode, Chief out.